and country. UBC is back in full swing. It's going to be a very exciting fall for the student body and for the volunteers here at CITR. Shindig, funding drive, all that mess of stuff. It is going to be a really, really exciting 2010/2011. It's been a while since I played some real good and dirty Southern rhythm and blues, so I thought I'd kick off the show with that today. Let's start things off with Ike and Tina Turner. This is Fool in Love on the Barn Burner. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Okay, apparently CD3 is not working. So we're going to do a little bit of a quick switch of the wheels of steel. And we're going to go with CD number one. But don't you worry, listener. We're still going to get a shot of rhythm and blues with Ike and Tina Turner. Let's see how this sounds.
There's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What do you say?
You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good, wow, and the bad. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
One more time.
You know you love him. You can't understand why he treats you like he do, and he's such a good man.
Special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, visit www.pchydro.com. This message brought to you by PC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Sudden weakness, trouble speaking, vision problems, severe headache, and dizziness. These are the warning signs of a stroke. It could happen to you or someone you love. The Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon is encouraging British Columbians to be aware of the warning signs. Call 911 if you experience sudden weakness, trouble speaking, vision problems, severe headache, or dizziness. For more information, visit www.heartandstroke.bc.ca.
It's right, I'm the daddy. Daddy roller. They call me daddy. I'm the daddy. I'm daddy rolling stone. Girls call my friend Big John. He's big as he can be. Big John may be twice my size, but he don't know as much as me. I'm the daddy. And I'm the daddy.
rabbi, I'm the daddy.
Dave Allen and the Blasters on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You are tuned in to the Barn Burner. Before that, we had Nick Curran, who will be playing the Yale on September 23rd. That's a Thursday, from his new album, Reform School Girl. The name of the track was Kill My Baby. Before Nick, we had King Curtis with Memphis Soul Stew. And of course, before that, we had Ike and Tina Turner with Fool in Love. Oddly enough, Tommy Chong, while running clubs in Vancouver, booked Ike and Tina Turner for $750 in 1965, and he still states that it was the greatest show that he's ever seen. So yeah, a classic there from Ike and Tina. Coming up, we have a new track from a new album from a honky-tonker out of Washington named Caleb Clotter. The name of the track is Worn Out Shoes, and the name of the album is Western Country. Again, you are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. If you want to get a hold of me to make a request, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. If you want to stream this show online, you can do so at bobbyferris.com or citr.ca. Just look under the schedules or the show icon. Let's get things done for this Friday. Hope you're enjoying the set.
I'm never divided. I can understand. Love a soccer mom, feels for a minivan. Dependable starts when you turn the key. Lots of room for all your groceries. I don't want no love that breaks down, leaving you stranded in a daze in another town. Watching endless great city TV, hoping they fix your alternator eventually. All the soccer moms say, can you love me like my minivan? All the hockey dads say, can you love me like my minivan? I don't want love like a Toyota Tercel. It doesn't go over 100, the oil burns, man, it smells. And I don't want no strange love, useless like a Nintendo Power Glove. Love me like a Dodge Caravan. Oh, let me know that I am your man. Love me like a Chevy Astro. Hold me as I grow old. All the soccer moms say, can you love me like my minivan? All the hockey dads say, can you love me like my minivan? Love me like my minivan.
Get off my chest.
Run, hook the fire around. Driving on rain.
That was Granddaddy's Mouth off of the Dexateen's latest album, Double Wide. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. That song was dedicated to my cousin Carrie, who is turning 31 today. Welcome to the Year Over 30 Club, Carrie, not just 30. Hope you like that song. And this one I'm dedicating to Carrie as well. I generally don't play Guided by Voices on the show, even though I love them. But it doesn't usually fit into my format. But this is a full tilt rocker from those boys. This is Glad Girls. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Happy Friday.
Hey, Glad Girls.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Just there's something about you and your love, and if it's right. A little something going on in your head, and it's coming for me again. Can't tell if it's something bad. Can't tell if it's something good. I can be sure of one thing, honey.
The Southern Fried goodness of Northern Leadership. If you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, that is Northern Leadership. They played the Anza Club last night. It was a raucous little show. What do we have up for you next? From Black Mountain's new album, Wilderness Heart. This is Old Fangs. This is Bobby the Badger Ferris. I'm with you for another 15 minutes, so stick around. Might be on a little longer. I think Mr. Fedcheck from Radio Zero might be a little late. Needless to say, this is going to kick out the jams. Black Mountain, off of Wilderness Heart. This is Old Fangs on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Until it's time. Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Shadow, there are things that follow you. From your late night dead end job, from the old neighborhoods where you grew. There's a falling satellite.
Thought keeps me awake at night.
There's a chocolate fondue.
There's no nutritional value.
There's a ground invasion.
With complete color.
There's a sleep over screen.
The bed is not a trampoline.
There's a hymn with a hand on the heart. And all these things will follow you. And all these things will follow you. Change the way I feel. It's suffocating in the car.
It's just the way some families are.
It's a book you'll get around to read.
It's a pet that you forgot to feed.
It's an ex-boyfriend you can't forget.
A godparent you never met.
It's the fear that began. One single Elvis fan can be wrong, the other 49 odd million screaming others also can. And those things will follow you, and those things will follow you, and their lights will shine right through. So when you open up your eyes, they will know you when they do. It here.
You mean the one behind your ear?
You're just a piece of work, that's all.
Take me and hang me on the wall.
Away from where the guards linger.
You touch the painting with your finger.
And I was placed under gallery arrest.
It's a chance to wear your Sunday best.
And look sharp on the stand. And raise my right shaking hand. It's where everything I say is true. On a first edition copy of Peter Pan. And those things will follow you. And those things will follow you. And their lights will shine right through. So when you open up your eyes, they will know you when they do. And all those things will follow you. And those things will follow you. And their lights will shine. Everyone will know it's you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Cam from Radio Zero has finally arrived here, so Tyler was a little nervous for a second and didn't think that anybody was going to show
night.
Off.
I lost my phone last night.
Okay, you did. You're on if you want to have a little chat. God. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you lost your phone.
Yeah.
Incidentally, before you get going on that topic, Cam, I better announce who I just played. That was actually Darren Hanlon from his latest album, I Will Love You Always, which is on Yep Rock for me as a kind of a hit-and-miss label. They do have Paul Weller and Robin Hitchcock, who I quite like. For folky goodness, that was all right. Before that, we had Jenny and Johnny. Jenny being from, obviously, Jenny Lewis being from Rival Kylie fame and doing stuff with the Watson Twins, kind of a alt-country darling in the vein of, like, Nico Case. And as I was telling Cam, the first time I think anybody, and she doesn't even like to talk about this in interviews, but the first experience that anybody had with Jenny Lewis was in the Nintendo movie in the early 90s called The Wizard, where they go on this, like, backpacking adventure to go win the Nintendo championship.
Yeah, and then they give him the power glove. Oh, no, he has to play Mario 3, and he's never played it before, but he somehow knows where all the warp whistles are.
Which is crazy, yeah. Because apparently he's got, like, mad video game ESP.
Yeah, well, don't they start off playing Ninja Gaiden? That's his, like, qualifying game.
Yeah.
He has to play Ninja Gaiden, and he's really good at that.
Yes.
And then they, like, surprise him with, it's Super Mario Bros. Like, 3.
All the kids are losing their minds. And, yeah, I remember when, like, you know, they find out he's a good video gamer because, like, Fred Savage is, like, gives him a couple quarters to play Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, clears it in, like, two quarters.
No, he ices the game. Yeah.
Which is really weird because I remember as a kid, no one cared. And he's, like, he quotes the points on Double Dragon. Mm-hmm. No one quoted the points on Double Dragon. It was, like, how many gang bosses and hookers did you headbutt? You know what I mean? Sorry to be... I'm not even being misogynistic, people. That's just the way that that game rolled, you know?
Yeah,
and, like,
completely.
How many levels could you, like, complete?
Also, they were on board with stabbing.
Oh, they were
completely... You stabbed the hell out of your enemies.
Them in Final Fight... fight was ridiculous. It's like, let's teach 12-year-olds to, like, wield steel baseball bats.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
Yeah, so anyway, so there's a little ramble about Jenny Lewis. Today, folks, yeah, it was there was technical difficulties abounding and stuff like that, and nothing in the studio seemed to work, so I apologize that indefinitely. I was telling my good friend Cam here, actually, though, about Caleb Clowder, who I played for the first time today, who I was duly impressed with. I went in ranting and raving to our music director about him, too. This guy sounds like he could have been cut in, like 1962. So to lead you into Radio Zero, I'm going to play another track from that album. That album is called Western Country. If you like the honky-tonkin', whether it be the Buck Owens kind of like Western swing stuff, or the outlawish Kris Kristofferson or Waylon Jennings stuff, or the Johnny Horton stuff, I tell you, go out and pick this up. I was really impressed. Anyways, that's it for the Barn Burner today. Stay tuned for Radio Zero. Always a good time. And we will see you later.
They've only opened. Quick.